An Introduction to the Season of Lent by Father Joseph Nazzle. On the Road to Recovery. The season of Lent comes along each spring to remind us of who we are and to touch again the truth of our story. We scrape off the rust and shake loose the dust of our relationship with God and with one another. A sacred relationship captured in the language of covenant. I will be your God, and you will be my people. From the very beginning, Lent invites us into our inner room. On Ash Wednesday, Jesus instructs his disciples that when they pray, they are to go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. Jesus advises that we are to go inside, that each of us has this secret place inside that is safe, sacred, and secure. Unlike an operating room, this inner room is not a sterile environment, but one cluttered with a collection of stories, memories, events, and experiences we have stored there. This is not an emergency room, though some of the stories we hold here reflect moments of crisis and anxiety. Our inner room is more like a waiting room, where we wait for news about a loved one's condition. We suspend answers and enter more fully the Paschal mystery reflected in the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Spending time in this inner room promises to renew our spirit and refresh our memory of God's abiding presence. In this inner room, we hold those secrets that are most dear and sometimes damaging. This is the place where we discover the truth that shapes our lives. It is in this inner room where we learn to listen and pray so we can wake up in the recovery room on Easter, reclaiming our true identity as children of God. Though we often connect Lent with our sinful self, this season of renewal offers us an opportunity to strip away the masks and false identities and come home to the truth that we are made in God's image and likeness. Though our lives are smudged with misdeeds and missed opportunities, though we fall in love with our false self to win approval or advance our ego or enhance our reputation, and though the ashes of dreams once held dear accumulate in the corners of our inner room, Lent invites us to listen to that still small voice that reminds us who we are as God's beloved. On this road to recovering our true self, we can develop the ear of our heart by taking a few minutes each day for silence, finding a quiet place amid the sirens and beepers and pagers to sit in stillness. When we bend our ear to God in prayer, we will be better able to hear the deep sigh of a colleague, the silent groan of a patient, the cries of the lonely and brokenhearted, and the beating of our own hearts. In our silence, in our stance of listening to the voice of God, we realize we are created in God's image and belong to God. But to reclaim who we are as children of God, we have to begin where we are. To embrace the place where we are and to live in the present moment is the first grace on this road to recovery. So we begin this journey of recovery by entering this inner room and asking, what is keeping me from being or becoming my true self? Let us pray together. Good and gracious God, the psalmist prayed, create a clean heart for us, O God, and renew within us a steadfast spirit. Give us again the joy of your salvation as you sustain a willing Holy Spirit within us. During this Lenten journey, give us the courage and grace to enter that sacred place deep within us where we touch our true self. Help us to make some space during these holy days of Lent to listen to this Holy Spirit within us as we seek to recover your divine image etched upon our hearts and embrace our true identity as your beloved. Amen.